Common Core has perhaps been the most controversial educational issue in New York State over the last year, and the issue over how the Common Core tests impact teacher evaluations is a big part of the debate both in schools and across the state and in Albany. In the final installment of an occasional series, Ashley Hertzel reports on how those tests affect teachers and students.
I'm all for setting the bar high. You are setting it so high that you're going to defeat a group of people and they're going to drop out of school. I already hear it talking. They say they'll never pass those tests and they're done. And that will be a shame that they will be defeated.
That's parent Lisa Arnone speaking at the Common Core Forum in Jamestown. She says the standardized tests based on Common Core are causing a lot of anxiety for students, parents, and teachers. The controversy over Common Core in the state traces back to 2010, when lawmakers in Albany required districts to come up with a teacher evaluation system. Otherwise, they'd withhold state aid.
The ratings are like this. The highest rating is highly effective. The next rating is effective, then is developing, and then there is ineffective.
That's Buffalo Teachers Federation President Phil Rumore explaining part of the annual professional performance review process.
They've made it very difficult for a teacher to get into the highly effective or effective rating. That's the problem.
Rumore says this process creates a high-stakes testing situation where state tests can make or break a teacher's rating. Parent Karen Champeau says the only way for teachers to best prepare for the assessments is to use the modules provided by the State Education Department.
The promise is that if teachers present the material in the modules to their students and stick to the minute-by-minute schedule, their students will know everything needed to be successful on the test. But there are several problems with using the modules, including the loss of teacher creativity and incomplete resources, since all the modules are not available yet. The modules that do exist are riddled with errors.
Parent and teacher Shannon Stile says there have always been state tests. State testing has been around for close to 150 years, but Stiles noted that now educators are scrambling to prepare for them because they are very different than they were in the past.
Because they're Common Core aligned, the teachers can't see them till the morning of the test. And then they're not allowed to grade their own either, so they go to somebody else to grade. So you never get them back. You never know how your students do. So that's a problem. It's really not helping the teacher evaluate the student in any way. So all these tests are used for is evaluating the teacher.
Lakeshore Elementary third grader Aiden Stile says the Common Core state tests have caused stress and confusion for him and his peers.
It's really hard because we have to do more stuff than just figuring out the answers. And it's a lot different than last year because last year was easier than this year.
But New York State Education Commissioner John King maintains that state standardized tests are used to inform instruction.
Defining students or educators simply by test scores, that's not our position now, never has been. The Board of Regents, the department, has always said that student assessments and student performance on assessments should be a factor in how we evaluate student performance, along with a variety of other factors, and should be a factor in how we evaluate educators.
Phil Rumore adds that the problem isn't really with teacher evaluations. He says teachers don't mind being evaluated if it's fair.
For the state to get standardized tests, which many people have said is developmentally inappropriate, put all sorts of pressure on kids, don't measure creativity, critical thinking, and all the things that we think are important. That's what the problem is. The problem is the testing of our kids, not so much the evaluation.
In Buffalo, I'm Ashley Hertzel.